The Baudelaire children looked at one another in frustration.
Pojik?
Sunny asked in exasperation. She meant something along the lines of, "Do you mean we've come here for nothing?" But Violet translated it somewhat differently. "What my sister means," Violet said, "is that it's very frustrating to find that we're in the wrong place." "We're very concerned for our friends," Klaus added, "and we don't want to give up on finding them."
"Give up?" Hector said.
"Who said anything about giving up?"
"Just because the name of this town isn't helpful, that doesn't mean you're in the wrong place. We obviously have a great many chores to do, but in our spare time we can try to find out the whereabouts of Duncan and Isadora. I'm a handyman, not a detective, but I'll try to help you the best I can. We'll have to be very careful, though. The Council of Elders has so many rules that you can scarcely do anything without breaking one of them."
"Why does the Council have so many rules?" Violet asked.
"Why does anyone have a lot of rules?" Hector said with a shrug. "So they can boss people around, I guess. Thanks to all the rules of VFD, the Council of Elders can tell people what to wear, how to talk, what to eat, and even what to build. Rule number 67, for instance, clearly states that no citizen is allowed to build or use any mechanical devices."
"Does that mean I can't build or use any mechanical devices?" Violet asked Hector. "Are my siblings and I citizens of VFT, now that the town is our guardian?"
"I'm afraid you are," Hector said. "You have to follow rule number 67 along with all the other rules."
"But Violet's an inventor," Klaus cried. "Mechanical devices are very important to her."
"Is that so?" Hector said and smiled. "Then you can be a very big help to me, Violet."
He stopped walking and looked around the street as if it was full of spies, instead of being completely empty.
"Can you keep a secret?" he asked.
"Yes,"
Violet answered. Hector looked around the street once more, and then leaned forward and began speaking in a very quiet voice.
"When the Council of Elders invented rule number 67, he said, "they instructed me to remove all the inventing materials in town."
"What did you say?" Klaus asked.
"I didn't say anything," Hector admitted,
leading the children around another corner.
"The council makes me too skittish to speak, you know that. But here's what I did. I took all of the materials and hid them out in my barn, which I've been using as a sort of inventing studio."
"I've always wanted to have an inventing studio," Violet said.
Without even realizing it, she was reaching into her pocket for a ribbon, to tie her hair up and keep it out of her eyes, as if she were already inventing something instead of just talking about it.
"What have you invented so far, Hector?"
"Oh, just a few little things," Hector said. "But I have an enormous project that is nearing completion. I've been building a self-sustaining hot-air mobile home."
"Niebdis?"
Sunny said. She meant something like, "Could you explain that a bit more?" But Hector needed no encouragement to keep talking about his invention.